Among the hundreds and hundreds of individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's that I have interviewed, there is one common, and I might say universal, theme. When individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's are stressed, their symptoms flare up. The connection, as it turns out, is direct and immediate. I might say I have found no exceptions to this. Each time I ask an individual, do you happen to notice there's a connection between stress and your symptoms? The answer universally is yes. People explain to me that when they find ways to moderate their stress level, symptoms are far, far less problematic. Some individuals tell me, when I am not stressed, I am symptom-free. I have no symptoms. We could sit back and simply say, life is what it is, I'll take whatever comes to me. Or alternatively, I invite you to consider the proposition that you can change your response to the stressful events that you encounter moment to moment and day by day. We encounter many stresses all the time. The key, then, in being able to ameliorate and, in fact, reduce symptoms significantly is to change how we respond to the stresses that we create for ourselves and that we encounter. Medications, of course, are a choice. They can reduce the adrenaline and the other associated hormones that are triggered by stress and anxiety. This, however, does not help much when you confront the stress face to face, especially unexpected events like natural disasters or accidents. A cost to medications, of course, is the side effects, which some people tell me can be worse than the symptoms that are associated with Parkinson's themselves. And of course, another limitation of medications, though they certainly work for some people, is that they cost money. Sometimes they cost a lot of money, and clearly it requires a great deal of effort to be able to obtain prescriptions and to go to the trouble of actually obtaining the medications. Another alternative, of course, is you can ignore the moment-to-moment response your body gives to stressful situations and just accept the symptoms for what they are. Many people do this, and this actually works for some people quite well. Stress hormones are also released with our thoughts. Nothing needs to happen at all in your life. There need be no circumstance whatsoever that you confront. You simply think about the possibility of a horrible event and your body becomes tense. Your body anticipates traumas and trouble that are simply fabrications of your imagination. Let me offer to you several fantasized situations that may or may not be familiar to you. You get stuck in the middle of crossing a street. Now, this hasn't actually happened. You just, in your own thinking about walking across a street, you fear that it will happen. You fear that as you begin to cross the street, out of nowhere, suddenly your body freezes. Cars are in all directions. The light changes. Cars begin to honk. People begin to yell. And you simply cannot move. What, I ask you, is the chance this will actually happen. You are alone. You freeze. You cannot unfreeze yourself. You cannot get to the phone. You remain frozen in your bedroom for days until you are discovered. I ask you, what is the chance this will actually happen? You imagine yourself caught in a tsunami, and you are swept away by the flooding water, struggling to stay afloat. What, I ask you, is the chance this will happen to you? You imagine, right after listening to a weather report on the radio, that you are caught in the midst of a tornado. You imagine yourself in the middle of a hurricane. What, I ask you, is the chance either of these circumstances will occur to you? You imagine yourself hiking on a vacation near a volcano in Hawaii, and the volcano, believe it or not, begins to erupt. What do you do? Where do you go? How do you save yourself? What is the chance this will happen to you? None of these thoughts might obviously have occurred to you, but I can assure you that there are similar thoughts that have. I then ask you to follow up these types of thoughts with just the question that I ask. What is the chance that this will actually happen to you? And notice also, when you have these types of thoughts about potential events that might or might not happen to you, what happens to your body? You are creating and inducing a significant stress on your body. We do it to ourselves often. We do it through our thought forms. What stress-producing fantasies occupy your thoughts day in and day out? About your family. What stress-producing fantasies and thoughts occupy your thinking about your work? Acknowledge them. About your home. Honor them. About your future. Recognize them now. About your friends, worries, concerns, anxieties. Acknowledge them now. Recognize what these thoughts do to your body. A scant number of worrisome thoughts that we have day in and day out, perhaps 5%, perhaps 6%, perhaps 7%, are rooted in reality. And what has in fact happened, or what will happen, that will be traumatic. But most thoughts are just that. They are thoughts of events that will never happen. They are thoughts that distort the delicate balance in your physical body that needs to be maintained in order for your symptoms to be non-existent. Sometimes, of course, we need to go on alert and pump out those stress hormones. That's how the body works. That's what saves us in terribly frightening circumstances. Most of the time, we are pumping out excessive adrenaline or stress hormones because we fear the worst will happen, and of course, it never happens. Simply put, We are causing the imbalance in our bodies through our thoughts and our fantasies about what we think will happen to us, to our families, and to our friends. This is a process that occurs over a lifetime. And through the inducement to the body of the imbalances that are created by these fantasies that we hold, neurological pathways are formed that embody these stressful thoughts. These pathways are carved out in stone because we have these unrealistic fears and thoughts day in and day out. These pathways that are in response to the situations and thoughts that we carry day in and day out create stress in our bodies and kick our hormones out of balance. It is no wonder why our neurological system screams out, "Help! Help! I can't keep any balance here if you can't stop thinking those thoughts that are driving me crazy." I now first wish to ask you several questions, and then I will process through a meditation where I propose to desensitize you to no longer create stress in your body. The questions I have for you to ask are, what are three situations in your life that create stress in your body? Notice, please, that by acknowledging these situations that are very familiar to you, your body becomes very, very tense. And your symptoms, more than likely, are probably also flaring up. The response, please take note of, is immediate. Three situations, those that come to mind in the very beginning, are the ones that you need to acknowledge and honor. Simply bringing them to your awareness will create tension in your body. Now, move to a consideration of three thoughts that you have often. These are not actual situations in your life, but thoughts that you tend to have quite frequently that also create stress in your life. Thoughts about what you think might happen, but of course, haven't happened. And please acknowledge, just by acknowledging these thoughts, notice what is happening now to your body. Be aware of your body now as you simply bring to consciousness and your awareness thoughts, worries, anxieties, concerns that you tend to have over and over. Connect to your body and acknowledge what these thoughts are doing to create imbalance and neurological havoc. Let's now set an intention. Let's set an intention to change, to shift how you respond to both feared situations and worrisome thoughts. We will do this first by centering, aligning, balancing, and grounding our bodies. We will become one with ourselves in a place of serenity, safety, and harmony. And in this place of solidarity, of safety, of security, I will make a pass through a number of different situations that are potentially stressful. And in so doing, I invite you to simply, in your imagination, acknowledge these situations in a place where your body is not, in fact, stressed out or out of balance. In so doing, we are desensitizing your body's response to these situations and these thoughts. And we are creating new neural pathways, new ways of responding to both situations and thoughts that are creating imbalance in your body. So let's now move to the actual meditation component of this particular meditation. As we listen to the sounds in the background of the ocean, settle in and take one breath in and one breath out as you release all of the worries and anxieties that you've carried into listening to this particular exercise today. Taking another breath in and holding it just a second or two, and then blowing that out as you release all of the worries, all of the concerns, all of the anxieties of the moment, of the day, and of the week. Become aware of any tense muscle in your body. And with your intention, allow the tension in that place of your body to be released now. We now enter into a place of serenity and harmony. Become centered now. Centered with yourself and centered with the core of the earth. As you allow all worries to dissolve, all concerns about what could happen to you that would be horrible to fade away into the distance of your imagination. Bring now to your consciousness the image and the sensation of a most magnificent tree. A tree that is large and magnificent in every respect. A tree that may be most familiar to you, or a tree that you wish now to connect with in your imagination. Place your arms around this tree now. Sense the incredible energy and the power and the solidarity of this most magnificent creation of the universe. Feel the solidarity now that commutes into your physical body from hugging this tree. Be centered in every respect as you connect down now into the root system of this tree. This tree that is solid. This tree that knows this is a safe place to be. Trees have such magnificent energy. Connect now with that magnificence as you hug your tree and meld into the tree as you become one with this most magnificent energy. Feel now a connection as you send your energy as you are one with this tree into the core of the earth. Allow your body to be grounded and centered now. This is a safe place. Any short circuiting in your body is now well grounded. Take another breath in, hold it for just a second or two, and allow that breath out as you release any and all fears and stresses and anxieties that may still be lingering on the surface of your physical body. Feel the deliciousness of what it is like to be in your body as you occupy this most magnificent miracle of life itself. Feel yourself now grounded, centered, and one with the universe. I will now make a pass through a number of stressful situations that you may or may not have encountered in your life. And as I make a pass through each one, set your intention to remain centered, to remain grounded, to remain in a place that is safe and secure. Take a breath in and blow out now any residue whatsoever of anxiety or anxiousness that still lingers. You are about to give a speech to an audience of 1,000 individuals who happen to have the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. You are now mounting up on the stage and are approaching the microphone. As you look out over your audience of 1,000 individuals, all of whom are looking at you, connect with your body, ground down, be centered. This is a safe place. This is a secure place. Take a breath in. Hold it for just a second and take a breath out. The people in that audience are there because they need to hear what you have to say. Ground down, become centered, and get ready now to convey the wisdom that you are there to disclose. You are As it turns out, on vacation in Times Square, New York City, USA, you are about to cross a road. The red crossing light has changed to green. You are all alone, and you must now cross this busy intersection to get to the other side of the street. Begin walking now. Take a breath in as you walk. Take a breath out. Sing if you must. Ground down. Be centered. Be one with the universe. Know that you are safe. Know that this is a secure time and this is a secure place. If you notice stress beginning to rear its ugly head inside your body, acknowledge, there it is, that's familiar. Remember, we are creating new neural networks now. Do it another way. Take a breath in. Hold it for just a second. Allow that breath to go out. And continue crossing that street. Head held high, long strides, proud strides, strong strides. You have decided to answer a letter from a friend that you received several weeks ago. And in this letter, your friend told you something you did not know. They have cancer. Begin answering now that letter to your friend. In a place of safety, of security, in a place where you can hold the space for your friend now. A space of assurance that all will be well. That all will be precisely as it is supposed to be. A breath in. Hold it. Let the air out as you release any and all anxiety and stress that may currently be experienced in your physical body. You have just checked your bank account. There's supposed to be $2,000 there, but there is now only $200. It's difficult to tell, but it looks like there were some withdrawals that were not done by you. What's going on? What's going on? Return to a place of centeredness, of safety. All can be explained. Take a breath in, hold it, let the air out. Acknowledge and honor. It is not the event itself. It is how you respond to the event that is creating the imbalance of hormones in your body. You have just opened up your credit card statement. There are $550 of unknown charges, charges that you did not make. Take a breath in, hold it, let the air out. Return to a place of centeredness, of wholeness, of safety. Know that whatever has happened can be remedied and repaired. There are procedures for being able to reverse illegal charges. All is well. You are safe. Worry not. Maintain your connection with Mother Earth. Continue to hug that tree. Continue to resonate with the most divine and sacred energy of that tree, in a place of security and safety, in a place of wholeness. It has been raining for days and days. A neighbor has just told you that their house is now completely flooded. They ask, "Can we stay with you? Everything is wet in our house and ruined." Take a breath in, take a breath out. Allow whatever thoughts are flashing through your mind to dissolve. Be centered. Be grounded. Continue to connect with the divine energy of the tree that you are now hugging. You have a child. The child happens to be a daughter. Your daughter has a cough that will not go away. You have a son. Your son has a temperature of 104, and it looks as though it is rising. Take a breath in, hold it, allow that breath to go out. Simply acknowledge there is no greater stress than the stress of a child who is ill and sick. Know this will pass. Connect with yourself. Be one with yourself. Know that you are in a place of wholeness and safety now. Your symptoms have suddenly begun to get worse. Today they are 4 times worse than they were last week. What's up? What's happening? What's going on with your body? This is horrible. This is horrible. You must get an emergency appointment with someone now. Feel that terror now in your body. Allow it to dissolve. Your body is simply giving you information. Something simply needs to be adjusted and all will be well. Return to that place of oneness, of wholeness, of security, of groundedness. Allow any and all stress that's being created by any and all of these fantasized worries to dissolve now. In a place of security, in a place of centeredness, in a place of wholeness, symptoms have little wriggle room. Know that you can always return to this place of security and safety and centeredness. And in this place of centeredness and groundedness and oneness with the universe, it is impossible for stress to rear its ugly head. And that means that it is also impossible for your symptoms to flare up. As you become one with the universe, those symptoms will fade away into the sunset. This, you see, is a most eloquent way to address in the moment whatever troublesome symptoms you may be experiencing. Acknowledge when you fantasize situations that haven't occurred and probably won't occur that are creating unnecessary stress in your physical body. And when you acknowledge those situations, take a breath in, Hold it for just a second and allow that air to go out. And do it a second time. A breath in, hold it for just a second, and then blow it out. When you have thoughts that are obviously not in your best and highest good, thoughts that are fantasies of what will actually never happen, acknowledge what those thoughts are doing to your physical body. And as you make that acknowledgement, honor what is happening with regard to your symptoms as they are flaring up. Take one breath in, hold it, blow it out. Take a second breath in, hold it, and blow it out as you return to this most divine place of centeredness, of wholeness, and of groundedness. As you become one with yourself, as you acknowledge the devastating effect that stress has on your body, I say to you, it is not the big stuff that creates havoc with our body. It is the 500 to 600 fantasized situations and worrisome thoughts that we have day in and day out that ensure that the neurological pathways that are creating imbalances in our body are maintained. Create new neurological pathways for yourself now. Desensitize those old pathways that are making you ill and create new ones, just as we have done today. Whenever you acknowledge the stressful situation that is fantasized by you, or whenever you have those thoughts, those worrisome thoughts, stop. Acknowledge what those thoughts are doing to your physical body. Do you need to take medication to stop them? Perhaps so. But consider an alternative that costs nothing and has no side effects. The alternative is to take a breath in, hold it for a second, let that air out, and do it a second time. As you allow your body to return to a place of oneness and wholeness, as you acknowledge that you are always secure and safe, as you become fully and totally grounded, as you return to all that you are. Consider desensitizing yourself to all of the situations that create stress in your life, a way of addressing what symptoms you are currently experiencing that some people associate with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. May you continue to be one with yourself and with the universe and with the earth. May you continue to be grounded. May you continue to be whole. May you continue to be safe. May you continue to be secure, knowing in your heart, mind, body, and soul that all is well and all will always be precisely as it is supposed to be for you, for your friends, and for your family. Remain in this place of oneness with yourself today, this week, and forevermore as you experience the delight of realizing symptoms are no longer controlling your life, but are rather becoming an inconsequential event, which happens rarely. Parkinson's Recovery, and I am Robert Rogers. May you have a delightful week ahead. Good day.